Hello and welcome to Screamcast, a slasher podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Olga. And today we're discussing Scream Queens Season 2, Episode 6, entitled Blood Drive.
So as you might have seen, we did not talk last week about last week's episode of Scream Queens. And that was because we, honestly, were not huge fans to such a degree that we just really didn't want to talk about it. Because we knew we were just going to be like, this
shitting on it. We were going to be shitting on it, is what Dan's trying to say.
So, yeah, this is going to be a very open podcast with you guys. Sort of peek behind the curtain, if you will, I suppose, about our feelings about doing this podcast. I mean, the podcast is, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's a hobby. We want to do something that we enjoy together.
Yeah.
And we do want to connect with you guys and build something, but we're not going to, like, make ourselves do something if we really don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, this episode we think was a little bit better. We still didn't love it, but it's enough better that, like, I felt like it was worth at least talking about what we liked and mostly just telling you, like, letting you guys know what we're thinking about the show and why we might not necessarily talk about future episodes
until probably the finale.
Yeah, unless something jumps out at us. Hopefully in horror fashion.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. Yeah, because we just, there's no reason to just, you know, shit on the show if people obviously are probably going to listen because they like the show.
Yeah.
And we don't, you know, want to put out those purely negative vibes.
Also, you know, in an episode like last week's where there were some jokes and we were like, oh, that was a good joke. You know, how do you recap a joke or, you know, like review a joke when the rest of the episode sucks especially?
Yeah.
So these are going to be pretty minuscule tidbits and thoughts. Like,
we have very minuscule thoughts.
When it comes to this show, yes. I don't really have a good idea of what I'm even about to say in regards to it, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Okay, I mean, well, so what do we think is what's going wrong for us?
Hoffel.
Hoffel is really not a engaging character. I will say I'm, the twist with Cassidy helped her a little bit.
Right.
But everything before that scene, I was like, this is a character who, I know that, like, everyone's supposed to find her annoying, but you shouldn't be annoying me as a viewer, you know?
Yeah, like, you should love to hate her, not hate to hate her.
Yeah, like, I groan whenever I see her. When she had her opening monologue at the beginning, I was like, oh god, it's a Hoffel episode.
Oh wow, she's related to Miss Bean. Yeah. I don't particularly care.
Yeah, honestly, the actress is not working for me. The character is not working for me.
Yeah.
This just, I haven't found anything from her particularly funny. I don't find her particularly menacing.
Yeah.
It's just not a character that I'm connecting with. I will say also the Chad Radwell void is huge for me.
I'm really feeling it.
Yeah, it feels like we lost a core piece of comedy. And you know, part of the reason for that too is that 3, who was our other MVP, is barely getting anything.
It's like so much more attention for 5.
Yeah.
But it's all one note.
Well, that's the thing. I even feel like what we're getting for 5 is also not even as good as what we were getting for 5 early. Like, I like the stuff with Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, like, I there are times where I like 5. It's Abigail Breslin, right?
Yeah.
I like her. I think she's doing a pretty solid job in the role, and when they give her good stuff, I think that she's an engaging, funny presence.
Yeah.
But they don't give her that much good stuff.
She just makes this annoying whining sound, and I feel like that's, like, 40% of her lines is go, and I'm like, I don't want to hear that. Yeah. I don't watch that.
And other people just completely shitting on her. Even Zayday, who we're supposed to like. You know, it's,
Zayday kind of sucks, too.
Yeah, Zayday is the other problem. Where Zayday, you know, the actress is fine. And obviously, it's good that they're making or trying to make her a strong, intelligent female character going after these things.
When everyone else is a complete idiot.
Yeah, on paper, that's great. But there's nothing. She has no personality. It doesn't feel like she just is the investigator. She's completely just the plot hammer.
Yep.
You know, she's just there to move the plot forward. And I know they're trying to vaguely build up this thing with Chamberlain, but that's all she has, and that's not that engaging.
No.
And Chamberlain is likable. I don't mind Chamberlain. Like, I'm not upset when I see him on screen. But he's not enough.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I just, like, the only The only really kind of redeeming part of this episode, not redeeming, but like comedy through line in this episode was Hester.
Now Chad's gone, for me, Hester is the MVP as far as like the fun, like when I see her, I go, ooh, it's going to be a fun scene.
Yeah. You know, yeah, like, yeah. Like we can rely on her for just being ridiculous. Yeah. And it'll be good.
Yeah.
Another one.
Well, we can rely on all of them being ridiculous. We can rely on her for being ridiculous. Good.
The and is important.
Yeah.
Another thing is even Holt has been reliable for that. And in this episode and in the last one, I was really shocked that he was just like also pretty painful to watch.
So that's interesting. I mean, I do think that Brock is becoming too one note. I think without Chad as a nemesis, he's not as fun. I still think that Stamos is doing a good job. Yeah. And he's still, to me, he isn't, he hasn't gone to what you're saying as far as painful. To me, it's more what happened. You went from being great to being kind of blah.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is that the back and forth with Chanel is not that engaging. I mean, I think that his best part in the blood drive episode is the them accusing him and him getting like the hand stuff is still fun.
It is, especially like, since we walked away from it for a while. Yeah, since Chad's death. Yeah. He needs to tame it with a knife.
Yeah. So okay, this is the thing. I think the other major problem here, and part of why we were so against talking about it last week, was that for forces outside of the show's control made this huge gap in the airing schedule, which totally ruined my engagement with the longer storyline.
Investment.
And yeah, my investment, even my memory and the hints that they'd given us before. And so it just felt like, oh, yeah, this show's still on, and this is the one they're coming back with. It's boring as shit.
Yeah.
And the problem with this show is, if the comedy's not working for you, there's no character to fall back on. No one has actual character.
Right.
And the stylized stuff has gone way downhill this season, in my opinion. Like, there's actually not that much stylization. The only big thing we got this week was the slow motion craziness with the Dean and
whatever and that Chanel. Italian song is.
And that's been there, done that for me. It was
Didn't
not
you
funny.
Say it was on Glee?
I'm pretty sure that
with Sue Sylvester, aka Munch 1.0.
So, if not exactly that, something incredibly similar with her and Will. Yeah, so it was not funny. I did not enjoy that. There hasn't been anything even on the level of, like, the Ivanka Trump thing in a while, you know? Right. So, like...
Like, I have to say, I'm not really a fan of this whole, oh, there are new Chanels as bait. Okay, I understand the need for that, but I don't really think that they're, like, a comedy gold mine or anything.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things that I didn't mind. I kind of like the woman, I forget what the disease is of her
the
face.
The tall one?
The one that she can't move her face.
Oh, Mobius syndrome. Yeah,
like, I think that's, like, I think there's something there. I kind of enjoyed that. I hated the whole thing with the quote-unquote twink.
Is that offensive?
I don't know. I have a lot of gay friends who say it all the time and don't act like it's offensive, but I guess you could say the same thing if I was talking about black friends saying the N-word, so I don't know.
This is our word
kind of thing? I've never realized that it was like that, but maybe.
I've always thought it was, and then it was being so casually thrown around that I was like, wait, is this not a bad thing to say? It seems like it should be.
I don't know. I've always heard of it like saying someone's a lipstick lesbian or a bear or something. Like, and I don't think of those as like negative terms that you're not supposed to say. So I don't know. But
either.
I didn't like the character.
I didn't either.
So yeah, and I do want to talk about something weird here, which is the greater implications of turning these actual diseases into jokes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. And kind of problematic, isn't it? Isn't it kind of problematic that we're like, oh, we're going to... Mobius syndrome, what you said, right? We're going to take Mobius syndrome and we're going to make it into a joke and creepy.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Or the woman with Marfan syndrome. Like, her name is going to be Marfan. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not putting it past the Chanels to say that. But are we it comes back to it of like... At what point do you kind of condone that kind of behavior and make it seem desirable?
I mean, literally the premise of this season is we're going to talk about people, marginalized people with diseases that can't be cured and make fun of them. I mean, I know, I'm not saying some of them aren't funny, Like, I've enjoyed them, but should I be enjoying them? Like, some of them aren't, you know, necessarily that big a deal as far as, like, if you're speaking in accents or something. Like, right. That's not necessarily going to ruin your life.
By the way, they dropped that 100% last episode.
Yeah, so, okay. The accent thing, I'm super confused by. Because they had the whole thing, and then for one scene, 3 was fine. Yeah. And then the next scene, she was back to speaking in accents.
And Cassidy was fine all of a sudden, too.
It was really strange. It'd be one thing if, I actually think it would have been less strange if they went straight, if they just cut to them not having the accent at all anymore.
Right.
Because they had talked about, oh, we're going to watch these movies, and that could have happened off screen. But the fact that they went, that he stopped having it and then went back to having it, very strange.
Yeah.
Also, to me, that device only worked for about 20% of the time that they spent on it.
It was so boring after a certain point.
Yeah, there was just too much of it, too many people doing it.
Yeah.
Some of it was fun, and there were some little fun moments.
Until it wasn't.
Yeah, it was too much. So making fun of that, I don't have a huge deal with. And maybe even, like, the screaming guy or whatever. But, like, that's the thing.
Because they don't even make it, like, they're not making fun of him as a person. They're like, oh, it's the jumping French, or the leaping Frenchman of Maine. And then they, like, the way they treat him is ridiculous. Yeah. You know, it's just
Well, even, like the orgasm woman, right?
Yeah.
Like, I understand why that's innately kind of funny.
It's like 12-year-old
funny,
but
it's also, it is a serious thing. This is the thing. Most people will not know anyone who's ever actually dealt with these issues.
Right.
But if you did, wouldn't you be upset?
Yeah.
Like,
and it exists. It is debilitating.
Yeah. So it's a little bit weird. I will say I thought the whole thing with the vampire and Hester was solid enough this week.
Right.
And, you know, so I don't know. I think Chanel's been better than usual. Still not great, but, but better than usual. I liked her in the blood drive episode. I like this, her whole thing about being obsessed with blood drives. I think that's funny.
Yeah. Or blood specifically.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of the whole, like, she has all the STDs?
No, nothing. Didn't hit me at all.
No. I was just like, great. We're shaming people with STDs now. That's wonderful.
I mean, I didn't really take it quite that far because it was clearly all the way up to the top and he was just saying, I'm not going to sleep with someone. I'm not, you know, health-wise, I want to make smart choices. I don't know. To me, I didn't quite get that. I guess it wasn't funny to me.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, there is a lot of stigma.
Yeah.
And there's a way of being safe and you're not, like, devaluing the person. Yeah. I don't know. Again, these are terrible examples of people from which we need to be, like, learning life lessons. I don't subscribe to that by any means. It's not like I'm going to subscribe, like, be like, oh, because Holt says so, like, it's right. You know, no, but.
But this was a show, especially in season one, that did kind of try to pride itself on, we're going to have some satire here. We're going to have something to say.
Yeah.
Even if it's kind of ridiculous, we're saying something. And I felt like they're trying to do that here with millennials, you know, are so short-sighted or whatever.
Yeah.
But it kind of just felt like, I don't know, like not, like half-hearted maybe, or like, just like, I don't even know if they actually think that, because, or if it's just, like, just doesn't feel like smart or clever. It feels like, oh, just old people being
complaining so that's the about thing. Millennials. I feel like it's poking fun at the way that older generations poke fun at, or, like,
you think
lecture
so?
At millennials. Like, they're being so ridiculous. I don't know. I can't be certain. Be. But it feels like, if anything, it's not that they're directly or purely making fun of millennials. It's that they're, like, also making fun of the way that older people see millennials.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard to tell with this show, I suppose.
It really is. Again, I don't know what morals I'm supposed to be drawing here.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about the actual good thing.
Okay, so I was just about to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're not here for the characters, you're not here for the style as much anymore, and the comedy is hit or miss,
and
what you
mystery.
Have is the mystery and the plot, which thankfully is going in a good direction.
That's
in my
all
opinion.
It feels like that's what I'm here for.
Yeah,
mostly.
I'm here to find out where it's going.
Yeah.
The reveal of Cassidy wasn't exactly shocking, but it is exciting to see. You know, I one of the things I like about Scream Queens in general is how they do give you information earlier than most people would.
Yeah, they tease you a little bit.
Yeah, there are multiple layers. I like the multiple killer thing. I know that they've done it already, but, like, they're doing it in a slight different way.
They're doing it differently, yeah.
And it's also particularly helpful that we know who the baby is already, so that we don't have to deal with that as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still interested in, we still don't really fully understand the motives going on, because as we've said before, why is the baby killing everybody? Because they already got revenge on the people back in the day.
Well, so. I would say that it was kind of solved of, not solved, but the mother said she wants that hospital burned to the ground. Like, no, nothing good can happen there. So it's like him trying to prove that nothing good can happen there.
My hope is that 3 is the other Green Meanie, so that she and Cassidy can still be in love forever.
That would be so great. She's just like, I don't know, when I was in the asylum, I had like a break with sanity, and now I'm a killer. Just like, whatever. I could see her pulling that off. Yeah. That'd be adorable. And then he gives her first orgasm. Or he already did.
Or maybe the only way she realized the only way she can orgasm is by killing people.
Ooh, fun. So that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that they also didn't wait too long on us following up from previous last week of like, oh my god, he's the baby. Mm. Oh, and he's also a killer. He's one of the Green Meanies, but there's more than one. So I really did like that they didn't be like, well, just because he's the baby doesn't mean he's the killer. It's like, no, he's the baby and he's a killer.
Yeah, because I will say last week I was intrigued that we knew he was the son, but I was still like, okay, so how are they going to twist this? He's not actually the killer, obviously. Right. So I like that they had him take the mask off. That was a big moment.
Yeah.
It does make Hoffa a little more interesting that we know she's working with him, that we have a second Green Meanie there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that there's a third one, so there's still the end of season reveal.
Yeah. And he doesn't know who it is. That's another thing. It's not like with the Red Devil where they were saying, oh, well, they're related.
Yeah.
They were always together. It's who knows who this person is.
And I like that quite a bit. And I also like the idea, you know, that we end the episode with there's now going to be 3 bodies out there. Every time we see Green Meanie from now on, we don't know who it is. Is it the one we're trying to figure things out, or is it Cassidy, or is it
Hoffa? You
know, yeah.
Where's Hester playing into this? Because she's kind of still wants to be a killer too.
Yeah.
Seems like Holt wants to kill people for revenge of pushing him out of the job. Mm. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, I wouldn't even be surprised if we ended up with like 5 Green Meanies.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Hester and Holt and another person were all also the Green Meanie.
A Green Meanie except like Munch, Zayde.
And it's like one person has like an actual master plan, everybody else just likes killing people.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good to me.
But speaking of Munch, she's the other huge issue right now for me, where the problem is that she is such a hit or miss character, but her plotline this season is a mess to me.
She's dying, but she doesn't seem to be prioritizing figuring out.
It's like, okay, the problem, it's hard to criticize this show because it knows it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But to me, with her storyline, there's a step too far with ridiculousness where I just don't. Like, it's because they're trying to provide an explanation for her motivations, and it just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. If they didn't give any explanation, or they were knowing about how they don't care about her motivation or whatever, that'd be one thing. But they're acting as though it makes sense, and it doesn't, because why the heck, first of all, if everything you cared about was solving this thing, creating a hospital at all is ridiculous. Just use all your money to go as many experts as you can.
Yeah.
And then even if you were going to make this hospital that's specifically designed about curing incurable diseases, okay, sure, maybe try to find patients that are similar to you.
Yeah.
Also, why the fuck are the Chanels here?
Right. I will never get past that of, if you want to heal yourself, why do you have the least competent staff? Like, and 2 doctors.
The thing is, I'm kind of expecting there still to be a reveal of some kind with her.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make currently walking her any better.
Right.
Because right now it just feels like, I don't know if I can trust you writers or if you're just being an idiot.
Yep.
You know, it's because it seems like every time they try to give her a reason for doing something, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. It's really frustrating.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we care about the Green Meanie. Do we think anybody of note will die anytime soon?
I'd like that to happen, but I can't guarantee. I don't feel confident in that.
I mean, at this point, I'm hoping major people can get killed off so we can kill off some bits that are just being hit into the ground.
Like, if we go one new Chanel recruit at a time for the rest of the season, that would suck.
Yeah. Also, I really feel the Chad void, and it's very sad.
Yes, I know you miss Chad. I know he was the raddest.
He was the raddest. He was so rad.
Okay. We're going to go mourn Chad now.
Yes. All right. I think that pretty much covers it. Hoping for the best. I'm hoping 3 is the other killer.
Right. So again, no guarantees as to when you'll see another podcast from us regarding Scream Queens.
Yeah. And if we don't do it for a while, we'll probably try to do a movie or at some point we're going to finish American Horror Story and look back at the full season.
Yeah.
That will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just slow.
Well, I just don't want to.
Like, watch it alone. It
seems torture porny.
It's very, yeah. It went a little too dark for...
Not even nauseating. Dark. Yeah, it went nauseating.
Gore-inducing. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a lot. But we'll get back to it. And, yeah. So let us know what you guys think. Do you think we're totally off base? Are you... we saw a few people last week agreeing with us that last week was not one of the better episodes.
Yeah, like people wanting us to hate it. And yeah. We're like, we're with you, but we're not going to shit on it for 30 minutes.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. All right, so yeah, again, feel free to send in tweets at GMW, not at GMW Podcast. I do another podcast, guys. at Scream Pod on Twitter. Feel free to send us emails, thescreamcast@gmail.com. Is it that's what it is?
Yes, yeah. It is.
And website, thescreamcast.wordpress.com. So thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry this is an eensy weensy little podcast, but we are trying.
It was mostly just ramblings.
Isn't that what most of our podcasts are?
I don't know. Probably.
All right. See you guys.
Scream you later.
Scream you later.